Blog Talk Radio.
DJ at Low.
Give me breathing love.
This is a DJ at Low production.
All right, all right. Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Jaina. How is everybody doing today? We are at another first day of the week. Time is flying. Brother Uriah, if you can help me pull, please push one. Shalom. Thank you, my friend. Shalom, shalom. All praises be to the Most High, the High and Holy One of Israel. Okay, y'all, here we go again. Another week. You be like, man, what we going to talk about today? Let's deal with the Candace Owens.
And then he reaches
thing,
over,
you know,
and he picks up this illustrated.
You know, Candace, we with you 100%. We understand how you feel. You know, sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you. But it's going to be all right. It is. It's going to be all right. All things happen for a reason. Completely, I believe that with my whole heart. Everything happens for a reason. You know, it just does. You know, we are not in control of this situation. And, you know, you just got to be able to, there's something greater for you to do. There's something greater that you have to do. You have to use that voice. And you're going to have to proclaim whatever it is that the Most High have you to proclaim with that voice that you have. All praises. That chapter is open. Time to close the chapter on that one. It's a new chapter coming open. And that's how we have to look at life. It's just real talk, you know. So a few things, you know, we want to say in terms of politicalness. You know, Princess Kate, we praying for you. We really are. You know, we are definitely, our heart goes out. We have you in our prayers. We hope everything works out with the way that you want it to, and the Most High grants you more time. That's all of us, because tomorrow ain't promised to nobody. And that's the truth. Whether you're sick or not, it's not promised to nobody. So we have to always remember that in our heart and keep things moving along. Same way with King Charles. You know, tomorrow's not promised. You know, we plan. I heard somebody say, we plan and y'all laugh, because only he knows what our outcome is going to be. So we keep it moving. You know, we keep doing the things that we need to do and, you know, make sure that you're doing, you're in his will doing what it is that you're supposed to do for your part that you play. Because everybody plays a part. Everybody has a part to play. Everybody. You know, and that's what we want to do. We want to make that very known, you know, that everybody has a part to play. We have to play our part. Simple as that. To President Putin, congratulations on another term. Congratulations on another term, for real. Hey, I mean, what else can you say? I mean, it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on. It really, really is. And to the children of Israel, get ready because we're on our way home. With all that going on, the Most High still is making preparations for us to leave up out of here because we got to go back. We play a vital part and a vital role in what is happening right now, and we have to get ready to go back home. All praises to the High and Holy One of Israel. You know, that's just the real truth. So I just wanted to make sure I got that out and make sure I covered everybody. I didn't miss out on nobody because, you know, our job is to maintain a level of professionalism, spiritual maturity, and spiritual professionalism because we're going to have to maneuver in them arenas. We're going to have to deal with those kings and all of those countries and all that things. We're going to have, the Bible says so. The Bible says so. We are not going to be guarded by those people and not have to talk to them or deal with them from a political standpoint. So, you know, all the rah-rah and the roof-roof and all this, all that's over. Time to cut all that out. You're going to have to polish up your attitude, your mind, your tongue, and everything else. That's real talk. Now, I don't know what nobody else told you, but let me be the first one to tell you. This ain't going to be, ain't no angel going to come down to do it. You're going to have to do it. That's the truth. So for those who wasn't in the meeting yesterday and you missed it, the Feast of Unleavened Bread was over last night. You know, we calculated it was over last night. So if you're still not eating, you can go ahead and eat you some donuts and some stuff if you want to. That's up to you. All praise. How many people enjoyed their night last night after we had that call? How many folks went to the store and got some cookies and stuff? All praise. You know, it's something when you can't have something, how you yearn for it. You know, just because the mind say you can't have it, but, you know, we just all in fun. We kept his High Holy Day to the best of our ability, in the captivity that we're in, and now we're moving forward to the next one that's coming along, and we'll give that date, and we're not going to miss that one this year. We're going to do everything we can to make sure we keep it. And for you all who are old-timers and you have that old phone number, our phone number has changed. It is 515-602-9661. 505-602-9661. I'm going to change that on our website so that we'll be able to, people can go to the website and be able to get in there and see what the phone number is, because, you know, this was for technical difficulties. We were having some technical difficulties with people calling in, and Blog Talk made the suggestion that we change our phone number, which we agreed to. So we just wanted, you know, everybody to know that that's what we were doing. All praises be to the High and Holy One of Israel, you know. So all of that is definitely something that we have to do. And we look forward to the next phase. It's a new chapter. We look forward to the chapter. Like we said, the curse is over. We completed that yesterday. We completed that 400 years, August of 2019, you know, and now we're in the judgment part, which he said he was going to judge, and he said, and afterwards you shall come out with great substance. Now, you know what? I have noticed that there is a lot of evangelicals now trying to use those scriptures to apply to the people that were in that are in the land. That doesn't fit. It just doesn't fit. I don't care what you try to do, it don't fit, and you can't make it fit. You know, so, you know, I just want to share that with you to let you know that, you know, that they just don't fit. You know, and as far as this April 8th eclipse coming, where they just closed down all the school, whatever they know of that we don't know, or whatever is going to happen that they're not letting on to, or whatever is whatever, just keep trusting in Yah, because you're going to be all right. All of those are scare tactics to get you to buy their food. They got processed and all that. Just keep trusting in Yah. That's all I can tell you, because that's all we have. Anybody have any? Oh, Brother Uriah. I mean, Brother Uriah Shalom. Brother Uriah Shalom, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, Sister Diana. And
Shalom.
You're actually all the way right, correct again. You know, just trust in the Most High and everything will be revealed to you. Everything will be fine. You know, we ain't got nothing but him. But what I wanted to bring up was something I saw that I had to actually go and pray about. And I saw it online because my eyes cannot believe what I'm seeing.
Uh-oh.
And I'm sitting here looking at it right now, and I just cannot believe what I'm seeing. And I really wanted to call you and just talk to you about it, but I'm going to go ahead and say it.
What is it?
You know, they have a video now out, and it's got a lot of views. Now it's starting to take off of Vladimir Putin stating that they are only going to worship a black Jesus.
What?
I'm just saying, it's moving a little fast for me now, and because you know that has some implications to it. And I'm looking at the clip right. I'm just looking at it right now, and I'm just like, wow. And there's multiple clips of, and it's being translated in Russian, and it's Vladimir Putin revealing deep secret. The world is shaking.
Wow.
And it got put out yesterday, last night, rather. And we already know he put out the black icons. We know he did that. You know, he did. But this is him talking about. And he's saying, and this is not a black person or a white person. This is somebody with a Russian accent that's doing the translating. That's why I'm sitting here like, is this thing moving fast or what?
Wow.
But if you want to look at it, that's what it says. Vladimir Putin revealing deep secret. The world is shaking. But if he did do that, that would explain why they had that terrorist attack in Russia, because them folks mad.
Wow.
As you know, it was like 100-something people got killed and 400-something injured over there. They had a terrorist attack in Russia.
Wow. I mean, I'm at a loss. I'm like, wow.
I've been at a loss since I seen it. And I'm just sitting here saying to myself, what in the world is... I was like,
wow.
You know, we always say we're ready for that time to come. But you sit back now and you're like, man, this moving pretty quickly here, because this is true. And now he got forces on the border near the Golan Heights.
Vladimir Putin. What did it say now?
Vladimir Putin revealing deep secret. The world is shaking.
The world is shaking.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That would bring too many implications. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my goodness. Hold
many
on.
People of Russia.
You know, my thing is, I didn't know that this would happen.
Hold on. Wow, these are Christian folks. You know these people that's talking are Christians.
Yes.
Hold on, let me get this together. This lady and her husband are Christians. I know that for a fact. Hold on.
No, my thing is, I didn't know that this would happen so fast. I remember me and my husband did a video 5 years ago, and this is the video.
Catholic Vatican and Secrets of Jesus Skin Color, Revelation from God. That's the video.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I was finished looking at her, I started to look more into this magazine. So as I was flipping pages, I came across an article where they were saying that the Catholics, the Vatican, were hiding information from us all, history and all of that, and that this particular article exposed what they were doing, hiding information from us. Okay, and I began to see what they were hiding from us, and I seen Jesus on a cross. It was a statue. It was statues of Jesus on a cross, and it was statues of people surrounding him on this cross, and I was so shocked, okay, because they were hiding the true form of Jesus. His race, his color, his skin color, everything. They were hiding that information from us. As you see, the Lord revealed to me in a prophetic dream that the Vatican is hiding Jesus' true skin color. Wow. Now Putin has opened up the vault. He is letting the world know the truth. Watch this.
Ladies and gentlemen, people of Russia, today, we stand on the precipice of a monumental revelation, a moment that redefines to us not only our understanding of history, but also the path forward for our great nation. In an extraordinary discovery hidden beneath centuries of lore and legend, we have opened what can only be described as the oldest vault known to man. What we found within its ancient confines challenges the very fabric of our beliefs and heralds a new dawn for our country. Within this vault, we discovered figures of biblical proportions, characters that many have read about, debated, and revered. These figures, preserved against the sands of time, reveal a truth that is as profound as it is transformative. They are all black. This revelation, this undeniable truth, stands before us not as a contradiction to our faith, but as a testament to the diversity and unity that faith embodies. As your president, I see this moment not as a challenge to our beliefs, but as an opportunity to embrace a wider, more inclusive understanding of our history and spirituality. Russia, in its rich tapestry of cultures, traditions, and people, is uniquely positioned to lead the world into this new era of understanding and acceptance. From this day forward, let us proclaim our nation under the guidance of Black Jesus, a figure who represents not just the cornerstone of Christian faith, but also a symbol of the universal values of love, compassion, and brotherhood. This Black Jesus, whose likeness and history have been unveiled from the oldest vault, is a message to us all that divinity knows no color, that spiritual truth transcends race, and that our common humanity binds us more tightly than our differences divide. Let this discovery remind us that history is not just the story of those who wield power, but also of those whose contributions have been overlooked or forgotten. It challenges us to re-examine what we know, to question our assumptions, and to open our hearts to the broader possibilities of understanding and faith. As we embark on this journey of discovery and understanding, let us do so with open minds and compassionate hearts. Let us build a nation that truly reflects the teachings of Black Jesus, a nation that stands for justice, equality, and love for all, regardless of race or creed.
Wow. You know how many prophetic dreams the Lord has shown me his skin color? Look at all these videos. Every one of them are prophetic dreams. And I remember the very first one we did 5 years ago. I was so nervous to do that video. You know why? Because I didn't want people to think that I care, like I'm trying to be pro-black or, or I'm trying to be, you know, like he just came to save the black people. No, it's not that. I was a bit, like, apprehensive on doing the video, you know. But I thank God I did it. I thank God that God allowed us to be bold. We did the video. And now look at here, 5 years later, it's all coming to pass. And this is crazy. A lot of people, even when they see the true pictures, even when Putin even said it out of his own mouth, it's still people who's going to fight against it. But the Lord told me that the whole world will know. The whole world will know. You know, a lot of people also are going to say that it doesn't matter what color Jesus was, but it mattered to somebody,
yes, ma'am,
or many people if they decided to hide it.
Yes, ma'am.
That says a lot.
Hallelujah.
I love the way God is exposing some things.
Glory.
And now, what are we going to do with this information?
Oh, my.
Now we need to know that Jesus loves us all. Whatever skin color we are, he loves us all. But he do want people to know the truth. He do. He want the whole world to love one another. Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise. Hallelujah. Jesus Christians, y'all. I told Brother Yerushalayim I could run up out of my chair right now. Hallelujah.
Oh. How do you think I feel, y'all?
Hallelujah.
I mean, I've been
I can't say nothing, but hallelujah. Oh, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Woo!
Do you know
the
implication?
You know, your Most High is real. He is real. He's real. He's real. Yes, he is. This thing is moving fast, sir. Yes, it is. This thing is moving fast, sir. Woo, glory, hallelujah. These is Christian folks. These, her and her husband are Christians.
Wow.
I told you, he's going across the board and ain't going to make no difference. Israelite, non-Israelite, conscious or unconscious. He is revealing himself to the world, and it's all got to be a setup, because guess what? It's a setup for both sides. It's a setup for the Antichrist to pop on the scene and look like us, and it's a setup for everybody to realize what tribe he came from, because he came from the tribe of Judah, and he came from the 12 tribes of the sons of Jacob, which means the Israelites were black. It ain't no way to get around that. You can't skip it.
Nope.
It ain't nothing you can skip over. We've been telling the world this the whole time.
That got some serious implications. That got some serious implications, Daniel. Serious.
Woo.
I mean, I sat on this for a couple of hours. I just couldn't speak. I was like, oh my God, am I seeing this? Am I seeing this?
He said, and as a nation, we're going to serve the black Jesus. I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
We serving the black Jesus, President. Wait a minute. As a nation, we serving the black Jesus. So come on aboard. Yes, indeed. Look at this. Look at the Most High doing this. Woo! I told you. That's my. Because if you can't, there's no way to deny the other stuff. Because if he's black, and not only, you know, and we're not going to say that he is a, what do you call him? What do they call him now? What do they call him? The foreigners that are over there. No, he's a Negro. The Chaldeans were Negroes. Abraham was a Negro. And guess what? If Christ came through the lineage of David, King David was a Negro. My grandfather was a Negro. I'm a Negro. And the 12 tribes of Israel are Negroes.
Yep.
And there's no way around it. It ain't no way around that, which is what we've been telling the world anyway, that we are the true children of Israel. That's incredible. That is incredible. Do you hear me? I told you, we're on our way home. I told you we are on our way home. I can feel it. Lord have mercy. My. What a mighty Yah we serve. Hallelujah. I'm surprised ain't nobody else pushed one. I'm shocked. Hallelujah.
I'm shocked.
Praises. Woo. Lord have mercy. Truth is being revealed.
They might be in shock like I was for a couple of hours ago when I first saw it. Like I told you, I hadn't seen it a couple of hours ago. Normally when I get something like that, I always text you. I couldn't move. I was like, I cannot believe what I'm looking at.
Yes,
and I've been looking
yes.
at this for the past couple
Hallelujah.
Of hours.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why that's sometimes you just got to stop. You just got to stop talking and let the Most High do what he does best. Because he knows what he's got to do. And look at what he did. He used somebody else. It wasn't even an Israelite that did this. This was a Christian woman and her husband that put this out.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, the Lord been telling me the whole time he black. I bet he is. He's going to tell you some more for us all over. But you just keep on listening to him. You're going to get a whole lot of information. Just keep listening. He's going to tell you some more. Oh, bless him. Hallelujah. Yes, glory. Oh, my goodness. I'm sitting here. I'm telling you, my spirit is just happy today. You know, it is. What a mighty Elohim we serve. I mean, you know, we told you it's going to come up on you so fast, you ain't even going to know what hit you. It's going to hit you so fast, you're going to get a phone call and say, we need you all to help us organize these people and get these people ready to go. And then by the time that happened, it's going to be like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
He's already out of them. The plans is already in motion. We just haven't gotten the memo yet. And all them folks that didn't believe in the 400 years, you ain't even going to be able to get a seat on the ship. You ain't going to be able to sit down. They're going to beat you on that. And you got better turn around and say, I thought you didn't believe in the 400 years. Y'all better turn around and say that too. Like, I thought you didn't believe in the 400 years. What you doing on here?
Oh, I definitely don't say that.
Everybody going to be on the first thing smoking. Like, oh, I ain't staying. I'm out. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Woo, yes. Glory to his name. This is something else right here, y'all. This is something else. You know, this is something else. Because like you said, this just opens up the door. Because you got to be able to say A and B equals C. 1 + 1 = 2. He cannot be black and not be from the tribe of Judah and not be from the lineage of David and not be from the seed of Jesse. And not be all the, you got to go backwards and not be from the lineage of Judah, which is one of Jacob's sons, to understand that the 12 tribes of Israel, what we've been telling you guys all along, are Negroes. Which brings up the movie, what was the movie, Clarence, the Book of Clarence? And what Jay-Z did and put the movie together for to show you what real Jerusalem looked like. That's what it really looked like.
You know, I went into that movie.
And the movie theater was empty. That's what real Jerusalem really looked like.
Yep, it really did. But, yeah, let me tell you something about that. A lot of people didn't watch because they were talking about Jay-Z. It was a black guy that produced it, another guy that produced that movie. And he wasn't affiliated with all that Jay-Z stuff. He just got the funding from Jay-Z because the other people, you know who I'm talking about, they were not funded.
I bet they wouldn't. But guess what? All the other stuff, like I said, we watched Jeremiah on YouTube. We watched the story of Christ on YouTube. We watched the book of Daniel on YouTube. We watched the story of Joseph on YouTube. And all of the characters are white. All of them are. And for once, somebody created something to at least show you what Jerusalem really looked like. We're on our way home. We're on our way back to the Middle East. We're on our way back home to the land of Canaan. We're on our way home. Oh, that did my heart some good. Woo, bless his holy name. It's all the setup. It's all the setup. And if I could say anything to that husband and wife, Henry and Monique, you know, the Most High has showed you some things, some truth. But you got to keep on, like my uncle said, it's just like an onion. You just got to keep peeling the layers back. Because in order for you to understand who he is and why he came, you got to go back. Because he said salvation is to who first? Who is salvation to first?
To the Jew first.
To the Jew first. There's a protocol. So if salvation is to the Jew first and then to the Gentile, you got to figure out who the Jews are. And if he was black, then his brothers and sisters is black too. Ain't no way to get around that. You can't. Ain't no way to sugarcoat it. It ain't no way to make it seem like, oh, it's just for everybody. And he does. He's the king over the whole world. But there's a protocol that he set in place. He said, I came before the lost tribe of what, Brother Yerushalayim?
Lost tribe of Israel.
Of the house of Israel. So you got to figure out who is Israel. Who is the house of Israel? You got to be able to understand what this story is all about. And he going to keep on revealing to you and your husband what's really going on. Just keep on asking, and he going to keep on revealing. And we ain't got to say nothing else. Because you're on your way, sis. I'm telling you that right. And matter of fact, I'm going to send you this clipping of this radio show so you'll know I said, you're on your way. You just keep on listening to him, and he's going to show you what you need to see. Because the door going to open for you to be able to see it for yourself. This ain't no joke right here. This is some big boy stuff. He used the Christians. He is.
I want to say this, and I really got to say this. Like, when we go to the book of Ezekiel, everybody talking about this Ezekiel 38 war. They read everything but that one sentence.
Don't do.
When he called on the name of Russia, when they said Gog, which is Russia, and all the other countries, was the Middle East and Muslim countries, and one African country, he says, and be thou a guard unto them.
Yes, he did.
Everybody leaves that part out.
They skip over it. Everybody skip over that part.
Because they think the people are already in Israel. And they're not. So that means Russia is going to be a guard unto the children of Israel when they return in the beginning. Now, after many days, he's going to think an evil thought, and they're going to go up against some people, and that's when the Most High is going to get his glory. But before that, they're going to guard us. And it's just so funny that this man has staged troops on the border of the Golan Heights. And then I did some checking late in the morning, wee hours of the morning. Those cities that you named off in that class, I remember everything that you teach.
Mm-hmm.
Those cities you named off, Ashdod, that time we was going over in Ashdod, Ashkelon, all those cities, those cities are primarily just like the scripture says, they are vacant. The Israelis have vacated all those cities in that area.
Hallelujah.
There is nobody in those cities. There
don't make
nobody
me cry.
There.
Hallelujah.
No, I'm just telling you, y'all, you know, there is nobody there in a lot of those cities.
Praise his holy name. That's all I can say.
They are fearful of the attacks by the Hezbollah in Lebanon. So the Israelis evacuated everybody up to, what do you call that, please? Tel Aviv and all of that. This ain't no
praise
coincidence.
His holy name.
Exactly. I'm saying, y'all, ain't it just the roadway just looks so clear. And then the other scripture, and I hope you don't mind me talking now, because my
no,
I'm
go
cool,
ahead and have your way.
You know,
hold on,
mean,
go ahead.
It's like y'all, ain't it, it's another scripture where it was talking about the valley of Achor will be a door of hope unto them. Like
door
coming
hope.
Back to
yes.
It. Yes. That area is also empty.
Yes, hallelujah. How Hosea chapter 2, the valley of Achor,
mm-hmm.
Yes, will be a door of hope. Hosea 2:15, hallelujah. Bless his holy name, hallelujah. This is, Elohim, the man, this is off the chain. I mean, you look.
Yep.
I told you, all you got to do is wait for it, because I see you, Erico 828. All you got to do is wait for it, because he's going to show you. And he doing it so smooth and so subtle. He just come on in and somebody will say something and then somebody else will say something. And then here the president of Russia have stood up and said, we are now all going to worship the black Jesus as a nation. We're going to worship the real one. Man, look a here. Look a here. Y'all, babe, y'all don't know what you need to see. Mm-hmm. You on it, Brother Yerushalayim. Keep going. I'm sorry. Don't keep going.
Oh, I'm just saying, all this, it just cannot, for the life of me, it just cannot be no coincidence. There ain't that many coincidences on this earth. These things are happening, and it's falling in place the way Scripture says it. There's nothing scriptural about what happened in 1948. Nothing whatsoever.
No way.
Whatsoever. Ain't nothing about it. It's a group of rich people got together and decided this is what we're going to try to do, and they did what they had to do. Ain't none of the scripture that's going on over there now. The scripture say them folks will live in peace and be at rest when we get back over there. Them folks ain't been at rest since they got there, and it ain't going to stop. It ain't going to stop. But now that this is what has happened is that the mask has been pulled off. I have seen so many videos from so many Christian pastors, white Christian pastors, that are actually questioning the actual identity of those folks. Now, a lot of them are still going in here trying to say they're using what they call replacement theology and say, oh, well, Israel is now the church because them people just don't do right. No, the real children of Israel haven't even had a chance to come into the land yet. We coming, and I think it's going to be a lot sooner than what people think. And it's just like you said, this is this is a Shemitah year. This is the 70th Jubilee. This is when you let the captives. This is when you release the captives. It would just, that this just don't matter. And then I'm going to say one other thing. Now, one thing I did see with these eclipses that did catch my attention, when they was talking about that it formed this, I live in Utah and over America. I didn't pay too much attention to it. I looked up the Utah. The Utah actually, it does look like a Utah. And the Utah symbolic number in that, you can go Google that and find that out, is 400. It just so happened our 400 years is up. Wow. I just said, well, only time going to tell. But it's a lot of stuff falling into place right now. And like you said, a lot of groups are getting quiet. Everybody's praying. I don't know if you've seen it. There's a lot of groups. And I ain't talking about these big ones like, you know, the alphabet guy. I ain't talking about them. But a lot of these other smaller groups like ours are getting together. This one group had a what they call a 40-day fast. They've been fasting for 40 days. They just completed. Where they didn't, it wasn't a thing where they didn't eat. They all met every night online, and they had everybody. Everybody was told they checked everybody's blood pressure. They were checking. They was you had to call off your blood pressure reading, your heart rate, and all of that. If you couldn't fast the rest of that day, you went in and got a little juice and water, you prayed and asked for forgiveness, but you, everybody in those groups were doing something. Then there's been all these other groups that have just been prayer for the deliverance, prayer to confess our sins that we did and the sins of our forefathers. This has been happening in our nation and with our people. You might not see it because of the big groups. They dominate everything. You know, they get all the attention. But mm-hmm. these smaller groups have been doing things like this. And I can't say that Elohim, I'm not going to say that because I'm going to say it like it is. Elohim that loves his people, loves his children, he heard all that. He sees all that. And he's responding to all of that.
Yes, he is. Absolutely. Hallelujah. You know,
we cannot say that some of these folks, and then all this foolishness is with what people, and if there's some of those people that are listening on this line, stop the foolishness, stop the hate. I heard a older sister say, and man, may y'all bless her soul, and she said it best. Man, y'all get off them street corners talking about some Esau the white man. Stop it. You ain't doing nothing but spreading hate. Quit talking about Esau and start worrying about your own soul.
That's true.
Stop worrying about, this is a, I'm being real. Quit worrying about the white man and what he's doing and worry about your soul. Quit worrying about the Jews in Jerusalem. Worry about your soul. Quit worrying about what the other camps are doing. Worry about your soul. Show that love towards your brother because one thing I do know, I may not be the best Bible person, but I know the law. Because I remember when we was in Arizona, me and my family was in Arizona, we used to listen to the law every Sabbath because there was a sister that broke down all the laws. And we listened to that every Sabbath. And those things got ingrained in my head. And I know the law. You're supposed to love your brother. You ain't supposed to love Esau. You ain't supposed to hate an Edomite. You ain't supposed to hate an Egyptian. You ain't supposed to hate none of these people because they ain't got nothing to do with you. What the Most High going to do to the other groups ain't got nothing to do with us.
Hold on.
Because we going through what we going through. And people need to stop this hate and focus on crying out and praying and start helping each other. But the problem is we don't want to help and love each other. I love and help everybody that I can, sometimes to the detriment of myself. And I have to learn to stop that. But you got to care. You got to care. To everybody in Israel, ain't none of us no saints. Ain't none of us spotless without blame. I'm going to tell you something that I had told you that what I was doing was I was fasting at least 2 to 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Doing that 2 to 3 times a week. Not only was I fasting, but I was learning to pray properly. Because like what you told me is that once you really reach out to him, he's going to reach out to you. And then little things start happening in my life where he was responding and stuff. It was something happened one day and I went and prayed about it. It was during a fast. Man, it wasn't 15 minutes later, Yaina, he responded. And I'm sitting there going, man, this can't be happening to me. This can't be happening. But he does. And when you recognize that he's real like that, when you recognize that he does care about you like that, because to be honest with you, none of us is worthy. None of us. Because I also had a week where I went back, and I went back as far as I could remember the whole week. I would think of things that I'd done that I know was wrong and not pleasing in sight. And I would call those things out by name, and I asked for forgiveness for them, and I made it all the way up to this present day of things that I know about. Because there are things that we do unconsciously or subconsciously that they're probably wrong and that we shouldn't be doing. That's why you say repent every day. We should be.
Yep, every day. You have to cry out because we do sin knowingly and unknowingly. We do.
And I'm gonna stop talking now so the other people talk.
Hold on. Area code 828, your mic is open. You're on the air. Area code 828, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Sister Andy, I just wanted to bring up, you said that you had looked at Bible stories, and Bible stories and stuff. And you hadn't seen any black characters? I ran into a channel on YouTube called AI Bible Sagas. A as in Albert, I as in Isaac, Bible Sagas on YouTube.
Okay.
They have 30 videos up, but they're short. But the main, but they all make up one called the Book of Genesis. Then it's broken down, and it's pretty good. And it's got the black characters in it.
And okay, I just praise God. I've never seen that before. Thank you so much. Because on the Sabbath day, I usually watch, you know, the story of Joseph and all that. When, you know, the, what do they call it, Pure Flicks and all that. Well, they got the money to put that together. And instead of somebody researching it to find out who the characters are, they just make them their color. And it's like, that's not true.
But that's
you know, and sometimes it's hard to watch when you see that. It's like, no. But thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. I really do.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm just talking and the phone is on mute. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. That is a blessing before the Most High. I did not know that channel was out there. I thank you so much for that information. You know, and we do. We need to fast and pray and keep our hearts clean and repent and ask him for forgiveness, because we're getting ready to move into a whole new era. We are. We're going to have to move into a whole new era. But you got to keep them laws, statutes, and them commandments. That's what makes you righteous. If you do what he tell you to do, because there's no good thing in us. There's no good thing in our heart. There's no good thing in our mind. We subject to do anything at any moment. Here we are. But it's the laws that keep us, and it's the Holy Spirit that keeps us governed to the point where we don't do certain things because of him, because of the fear we have for him. And that is the biggest thing that we have to do. That is the biggest thing that we have to do. But that's deep. That whole Putin thing is like, wow. That's all I can say is wow. Incredible. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I definitely saved that one. I really did. I really saved that one. That is insane that they have put that together. Like she said, you know, this is, the Most High has been telling me forever that he's black. Everybody else know he's black too.
Yep.
They know. They know he's black. They know what color the Most High is. But it's not going to change nothing because it's time. Yes, indeed. It is insane. It's insane. It is insane. Crucial. I'm at a loss. I really am. I'm truly, I don't even know what to say. Wow.
That's how I was. But wow.
I mean, for real. And like I said, you know, everybody did their job. Everybody put the information out there. We put the teachings out there. We did everything that the Most High has called us to do. And it's almost like he's saying, now I got this. Y'all did good. I got this now. I got this. And it's like, wow. Incredible. Incredible, incredible. It's just incredible. That's some incredible. Hey, that's incredible. It says they are both black-skinned. The prime target of this hate is actually the children of Shem is being punished for his disobedience to the Most High. Oh, play. That's true. I mean, we are. We really are. We really are. Hey, look at these pictures that they done come out with. All of the people are black, from Paul to Peter to the 12 disciples to the prophets. Every prophet in the Old Testament was a Negro. Every last one of them. Every last one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Every last one of them. Crazy. It is crazy. It's insane. I mean, you know, but like I said, we're going to watch it. Brother Irashalom, we're going to watch it an hour with our mouth hung open, and then one day they're going to make an announcement, and then we're going to really be shocked. We're going to be sitting there like, wow, we got 36 months left, and it's over. They're going to be like, wow, this is almost over. Wow. You know? It's incredible. It's incredible. Anybody that want to push one, how do you feel about this information that just came out? What do you think about it? Please push one. So we can know how you feel at this moment right now. Incredible. Incredible. Area code, Sister Shannar, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am happy. I can't wait. And I'm just lost for words. I'm just so overwhelmed. So, you know, overjoyed that we are living the prophecy. You be able to tell your grandkids, great-grandkids, what really happened because we're living it. It's not something that we read in a book other than our past, but everything that's unfolding, we are alive to see this, to live this, to breathe it, and I just can't wait. I'm just so ecstatic, so happy. So that's my feelings on it. Could you give me the name of that website that you had pulled up? Hello?
The name of the video is Vladimir Putin Revealing Deep Secrets to the World. Deep Secrets, the World is Shaking. Vladimir Putin Revealing Deep Secrets, the World is Shaking. Incredible. I am basically sending this to all my family, my children right now as we speak. Incredible. Incredible. This is just incredible. It's incredible. Incredible. I mean, you know, it's just incredible. I don't waste it on a whole lot of people. I do send it to my family, my children, my direct children. It's just incredible. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable that this is what that we here now. Lord have mercy. I don't even know what to say. It's incredible. It's a real thing. We've been waiting on it. We told everybody the 400 years is over with, boy. I'm telling you, the 400 years is over. It's incredible, Brother Yerushalayim. You put the nail on the coffin today. I mean, for real, this is incredible. Like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, we feel like the sis feel. She was like, I was just like, wow. You know, incredible. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what to say. I'm at a loss for words. I'm at a loss for words. I am. I'm at a loss for words. The Most High will stand by his word. He going to fulfill that word. Nobody's going to stop that from coming through. He going to do what he said he going to do. Don't matter who the president is and who said what, his word is not going to come back void. He going to do what he said he was going to do. Because you can't have one without the other. You can't have one without the other. There's no way you can have one without the other. It's hard. You can't have one without the other. You can't say, okay, he black. No, you got to say, what was his nationality? Because it ain't enough to say he black. Because people be like, oh, he was just Middle Eastern. He was one of the Middle Eastern men. They're all dark. No, no, he was a Negro. You got to go all the way back and research that understand that the children of Israel are the Negroes that have been scattered all over the world through the transatlantic slave trade, and that the tribe of Judah, part of Benjamin and part of Levi, is in America, and that we did the 400 years. Because if he's from the tribe of Judah, oh, that's what it said. He said it is evident that our Lord sprang from the tribe of Judah. If he's from the tribe of Judah, wait a minute, let me go back. Which we can prove in Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 1, because Matthew talks about Joseph and Luke talks about Mary. Both of them was from the tribe of Judah, from the royal house of King David. If he came from Mary's seed, wait a minute, let's go all the way back to Genesis where it says, and her seed. So if he came from her seed and she was from the lineage of Judah, then Judah was a son of Jacob, and he was one of the 12 tribes of Israel. You can't get past that. You ain't better get past that. It ain't. It's going to matter, and it means something. You ain't going to better get past that one. Now, you can dance around it all day long, but you ain't going to be able to get past that. Ain't no way. Now, that we can prove in the Word. So does nationality matter? You better believe it does. Is there order to this thing? You better believe it is. Because salvation is to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. So you got to ask yourself, who is the Gentile and who is the Jew? Can't get past that, sis. You said, sisters and brothers, you can't get past that. That's what we've been saying all along. And everybody else wanted to turn it into some racial. No, it's an order. He has a certain order of the way things are supposed to go. And you're going to follow that order. And right now, everything is out of order because the true Jew is not in their place. And until our feet touch Zion, I love to say that until our feet touch Zion, there's nothing that's going to happen. Ain't going to be no nothing until our feet touch Zion. And everybody know that, whether you accept it or not. Because the Israelites have to go back home. And we on our way. When Putin said that, we on our way for sure. We on our way. That's some crucial stuff. Lord, how much... That is some crucial stuff. Do you hear me? Woo! That's some crucial stuff. Ain't no way to try to... You can't sugarcoat it. There's no way to cut it. There's no way to mask it. There's no way to skim over it. There's no way. There's no way. There's no way. The Bible is what it say. And we believe in the whole Bible from the beginning to the end. And it is what it say. This came out 17 hours ago. They got 8,000 views already. 17 hours ago. My. Hallelujah. We've been telling them before. Hey, we've been telling them this.
Yep.
We've been telling them this all along.
Yep.
Hey, everybody must be in a state of shock because ain't nobody pushing.
Brother Rockman,
you done shook everybody up. That's quiet. Woo, this is the real thing. It's the real thing. It don't matter what nobody say. It don't matter what. All you got to do is, he said, stand still and know that I am Yah. Just stand still and see the salvation of the Most High. You ain't got to do nothing. That's like you said. You ain't got to hate nobody. You ain't got to do nothing. You just let him do what he do. Because one thing we know for sure, and one thing for certain, and two for sure, his word ain't coming back void. That word ain't coming back void. It ain't. I'm gonna make sure I send this show to them. Those two, that husband and that wife, I'm gonna make sure I send this to them. That his word ain't coming back void under no circumstances. It's going to do what he sent it to do. It's going to accomplish what he sent it out to accomplish. My. And, brother, guess what, brother? It might not be but 12 of us that step out from the nation of Yehuda, and that's all right with me. You hear me? That's all right with me. That's all he needs is 12. That's it. The one to represent each of the 12 tribes of Israel. Oh, this getting ready to get real in a minute. It's all right with me.
They're going to get very real. I think they're all in shock, like I was. Like I told you, I sat down for 2 hours, 2-3 hours, and I just could not believe. But I said, normally when I get something like that, I send it to you right away. And I just couldn't do it. I was like, I cannot believe it. I don't want to. Is this real? Is this actually, is he actually saying it? And I done looked for everything online to be debunked, and I've been doing that, and I just cannot find it.
Incredible. Incredible, incredible, incredible. It is absolutely incredible. It is incredible. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. It's incredible. It's incredible. Well, you know, he always seemed to blow our mind. We'd be sitting there with our mouth hung open like, huh? Right? Every time. Every time. Every doggone time. My goodness. My. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All praises be to the High and Holy One of Israel. We serve a mighty Elohim. No, we just said he didn't let the white folks tell him, the evangelical pastors didn't tell him. He didn't let the people over in Israel tell him, the daughter of Jethro done told him, and now he dealing with the church. He getting ready to, let me tell y'all what he getting ready to, he ready to blow all that up in a few minutes. Just hold on. All that, and God, all that's getting ready to be over. It's getting ready to be over. And all y'all, all the pastors that I sent a letter to, you know what I told you in the letter? I gave you a warning, and I told you what the Most High is getting ready to do. You can choose to ignore it if you want to the presiding bishop of the Pentecostal churches of the apostolic faith. I sent you a letter. I know you read it, and the Most High is going to hold you accountable because he told me to send it to you to let you know it's time to get them people ready because it's kind of, we can ready to leave up out of here. You can ignore it if you want to, but the God of Israel is not playing today. He ain't playing.
Oh.
He ain't playing. He ain't playing. You can huck and spit and jump and shout and speak in tongues and rip and run up the aisles while y'all doing everything you big enough to do under the sun. You steady talking about it's just about Jesus' name. It ain't nothing but Jesus' name. It's more to it than that. And you're going to be held accountable if you don't do what he tell you to do. Because he's going to shake all that up. Oh, let's get ready to get shook up. It really is. This ain't no joke right here. This is serious. This ain't no joke right here. 2024 getting ready to be interesting. Seriously. Woo! My. It won't be too many days off. It's too much. That is incredible. I'm shocked. I'm just at a, you know, it ain't a whole lot you can say behind that. Mm-hmm. It ain't nothing else you can say behind that. It ain't. It ain't nothing else you can say behind that right there. It ain't nothing you can say. It really ain't. Because, I mean, you know, this is, and this ain't nobody but y'all.
Yep. Yep, that's it.
And of all people, Putin. Russia. Russia said, no, we're going to do it right this time. No, we're going to make sure we get this thing right. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Incredible. That's incredible. That's incredible. That is incredible. Ain't going to be long now.
No.
I told you, they ain't going to be long. Ain't nothing nobody can do, but you ain't nobody can stop y'all. They just can't stop him. It ain't nothing you can do.
He continued to surpass us because look who he used to sign the H.R. 1242 into law, into a bill.
Yeah. Trump, of all people. All people, Trump. Incredible. Incredible. I told Sister Lavia, I said, there is no way that's going to be, that bill is not going to be signed because Obama started it. I said, and that would be perfect for him to go out of office and sign that bill. And when he left and it wasn't signed, I said, it really ain't going to be signed now. And she called me and said, you're not going to believe it. He signed it into law. It is a law. I was at work. I had to leave my desk and go into the bathroom to do a dance in the middle of the floor. I really did. I had to leave my desk. She was like, are you somewhere? Are you? I said, what is it? She said, he signed it into law. I said, sign what into law? It's H.R. 1242. He confirmed the 400 years in Genesis 15, 13, and 14. I can't even explain to you the feeling that I had the rest of the day. I wanted to get on the radio and say, nah, 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 nah. I told you. Woo! All y'all brothers are talking about don't listen to no woman. Nah, 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 nah. Like, what? Woo! Shut the whole Israelite community down. He shut them down, Brother Yerushalayim. He shut it all the way. And wasn't nothing nobody could say. Because not only did it not stay quiet, it ran through like wildfire. It went through all the black colleges. It went through all the black organizations. And they made a big deal out of that thing. And I just wanted to... Nah, 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 nah. Oh, told you so. Told you so. Oh. Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now we getting ready to finish the other half of that prophecy. Because you can't fulfill the 400 years and not finish the rest of them. Mm-hmm. Like we said yesterday. He said you was going to come out. He said, and afterwards. Can I read it? Y'all don't mind if I read it again. Because we can send this to the Christians. Hold on. Genesis 15. Watch what he told Abraham. He told Abraham. He said, and know of an surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them for 400 years. Was the children of Israel in Egypt afflicted for 400 years, Brother Yerushalayim?
No, ma'am, they was not.
They was not. When they walked into Egypt, Joseph was the governor of Egypt, and they were the guests of Pharaoh. Mm-hmm. He said, and then watch, he said, and also that nation, who is that nation? The nation that confirms that we've been here for 400 years, whom they shall serve will I judge. That's where we are right now. We're in the judgment phase. That's why the church is messing up. That's why the government having issues. That's why the morality is gone. That's why the prices is jumping up. That's why everything is shaking themselves loose from this country. That's where we are. He said, and afterwards, they shall come out with great substance. We got to leave. It's the second Exodus. It ain't nothing else. No more. Yeah. It ain't going to be no rapture. It ain't going to be none of that until the Most High fulfills. Until the children of Israel go home and our feet touch Zion, nothing is going to happen. It ain't going to happen. It ain't happening. Woo! My. That's all I can say is, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Oh, you are wonderful today. I mean, this has really been a blessing. I mean, this has been wonderful.
Women.
12 little people. 12 children. 12 boys. Incredible. I really don't have nothing else to say unless somebody else want to push one. It ain't nothing else you can say behind that. But are you ready? Anybody else want to push one to tell us how you feel about it? But are you ready? It ain't nothing you can say behind that. Because just like that came, the other stuff's going to come out of nowhere. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. All praises be to the High and Holy One of Israel. He done already told you how you leaving and who coming to get you. He done already told you. Oh, bless his name.
Yes, just be ready mentally, spiritually, and physically. Just get yourself together.
Absolutely. Like he said, I've seen an armada of ships pulling up. And we was on our way on them. Armada of ships. Oh, bless his holy name. Holy name. He is worthy to be praised. I'm telling y'all, this is a real thing. This is a real thing. And just like we went to Washington, D.C., and it was so funny because when we went up there, one of the Capitol police officers that was in charge of putting that whole thing together, he said, you know what, Yaina? I said, yes, sir. He said, I think I'm going to see you again. I said, possibly. He said, no, I really do think we're going to see each other again. I said, well, I'm all for it. Let's do it. We have served our sentence. Yep. And everybody that was scared to come, you missed it because you wasn't supposed to be there. It just was powerful. The Valley of Achor, the door is being opened. That's why the church is breaking down. They can't hold them because it ain't supposed to. It lasted as long as it was supposed to. That was it. We ain't supposed to go no further. It ain't going no further because he can really pull his people up out of here. We got to leave here. We got to go. It's time to get ready to go home. We came here by ship. We leaving by ship. And for those who want to know what we do, and for just as FYI, we teach every, we are here every Saturday. We are on, we have a call that we come on every Saturday to be able to teach this lesson, you know, so that we can get this thing together because we have got to let people know what it is, you know. And we have a class, a Bible class that we teach every Saturday. Yes, it is. And I'm going to give you the phone number just so you'll have it. The area code is 518-992-1014, 518-992-1014, and the access code is 256-039-POUND, 256-039-POUND. This is every Saturday, the Sabbath day at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are here all the time. We're on this radio show every Sunday. We've been doing this for what, almost 12 years now? We've been doing this every Sunday. We've been in the Bible class every Saturday. We even have classes on Wednesday and Thursday night at the same phone number at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thursday night, Wednesday night, you can come on and ask any question you want to ask. And in love, we guess what? We just, oh, where's my paper? In love, we just put together what all of our people have come out of. All of our people that are on here have come out of certain religions and churches. We didn't come out of Pentecostal churches. We didn't come out of apostolic churches. We didn't come out of Baptist churches and AME, Jehovah's Witnesses, Seventh-day Adventists, Presbyterian churches. We didn't come out of, the Most High has called us out so that we can get prepared to learn so that we can get you ready to get up out of here. That was the whole part. Baptist churches. It's people on here that have come out of all walks of life. And we have, he has taken this time to equip us so we can let you know what this is. You know, we don't come against the Jewish people. We let them do, the Most High put them where they are for a reason. But it's time for the children of Israel to come home. Time for the children of Israel. It's time for us to go back to the land of Canaan because that land was given to our forefathers. So this is what this is. Area code 228, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, shalom, family.
Shalom.
Yeah, you know.
Shalom.
Yeah, I was watching on YouTube. They had 20,000 Chinese immigrants.
Yes, ma'am.
And I couldn't understand why they was trying to cross the border.
They coming in to replace you. So when you get ready to leave, somebody has to replace us. It's all about. They come
and
in
every time. Okay. And it seems like every time you, I make a move, somebody always tells me, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Of the other nation.
Yeah.
Say, what you gonna do? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's past
Yeah.
And you're not bumping one another, and they say, I'm sorry. I'm like,
Yeah. Everybody trying to repent. They are. Wouldn't you be? If you found this news out, wouldn't you be repenting? Like, oh, wait a minute, hold up, nope. Y'all didn't say all that, you know, nope.
Yes, I will. I would be.
Yes, ma'am. That's what they're doing. That's what we have to do. You got to repent for every ill thought you've had, for every hatred thought you've had toward other people, other people of the other name. You got to repent. Like Brother Rostam said, that ain't got nothing to do with you. That's between them and the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You got to worry about you.
That's right.
That's it. I mean, you know, he did not tell us to educate nobody else. He did not tell us to warn anybody else, and he did not tell us to hate nobody else. You got to worry about you so you can make it in when the time comes for us to get out of here. And then make sure your heart is right. That's what you got to do. That's what you have to do. This is what this is all about. You got to walk upright. You got to keep them laws, statutes, and his commandments. Because that's what separates us from the rest. We are supposed to be the example of how to live by not doing those things, so we can let the world know this is how it's done through the Holy Spirit, because she is going to help us get through it. Oh, they called him a he in the Bible, but the Bible calls it wisdom, and it ain't none of you, and the gender is identified as a she, and we're going to be all right. Because we're going to make sure everything goes according to plan. It's going to all work itself out. Just watch. It's almost like the Most High said, you've done enough. My turn now. Just sit back and watch me work. Boom. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah.
Yes,
all praise.
Yes,
indeed. Brother Yerushalayim, you want to say a prayer so we can get out of here? Let me get my cover my head up.
Yes, ma'am.
Find something to cover up with. You know, we just want people to push one, but, you know, they're probably too shocked. Everybody in a state of stunned. It's like, wait a minute, hold up, what? We told y'all, didn't we tell them?
Yes, we did.
Try
and bigger things are going to come.
Yeah.
This thing gives me is bigger things are about to come.
Yes, they are.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, they are.
Whew. I just thought of it. Just let me know when y'all ready.
We ready. Go for it.
Yes, ma'am. We come today before you, Yahweh, through your son, Yahweh Shai the Christ. We thank you this day. We thank you for all the information that you're revealing to us. We thank you for strengthening our faith. Because that's what that information does. It strengthens our faith, and our desire to be with you is strong. Our desire to do what's right by you is strong. We pray, Father, that your will be done upon this earth. We pray that you continue to watch over us, bless us, guide us, strengthen us, heal our bodies, those of us that are sick and lame, heal our bodies, heal our hearts of all the crying and sadness. We rejoice right now, Father, because we know you're moving in this earth. We rejoice right now because we know that your word will not come back void and be fulfilled. We know that we are the children of Israel, the children of Judah. We acknowledge the things that we've done wrong and that our forefathers have done wrong. And in the land of our captivity, us and our children, our families and our people have cried out, and we'll continue to cry out. We are fasted. We pray. We thank you. And we glorify your holy name over and over again. But right now, Father, we say, please, Yahweh, come get us, your children. We repent and we're sorry of the things that we have done. and we rejoice in your doings and in your mighty name. We thank you for everything and all things. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. And on that note, we're not going to say no more. We're going to leave it with the prayer. You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll see you next week at our regularly scheduled program. And you guys keep his praise on your lips and a praise in your heart, and we'll see you guys. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.